Shalom. This is Yair Dabiri from New Bambi. Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. We are broadcasting on behalf of Kosher Radio 101.9 around the world. We in Brit Am believe that the Lost End Tribes of Israel are to be found amongst Western peoples. We have explained this in previous lectures. In other words, there were originally 12 tribes of Israel, and 10 of them disappeared. We can prove from biblical, rabbinical, and related sources that they are or were destined to find themselves in Western Europe. We also, through a study of history, find that this corresponds with historical events. This is paralleled by historical reality, by events that did happen and that have been documented. The Lost Tribes reached the West in several stages of migration. This present very short talk will give a quick overview as to what these paths of migration were. There was a movement by sea. A movement both by sea and by land. The Assyrians came down, they conquered the 10 tribes of Israel, and they exiled them to different areas of the Assyrian Empire. They took the Israelites away in at least 3 waves of transportation. And if you include also the exile of the tribe of Shimon, that was in the south, who the Assyrians also deported. So we have 4 major movements of what today would be called ethnic cleansing, in which Israelites were uprooted, taken away en masse, all of the men, women and children, and resettled in other portions and other areas of the Assyrian Empire. They were resettled in such a way that eventually they were enabled to recoalesce, to join up once again. They were not scattered altogether. They were settled in groups and in communities, and had some type of connection with each other, even in their places of exile, so that they were enabled, when the time came, went through the changes of the environment and of political circumstances, they were enabled to rebel or to throw off the Assyrian yoke and reassert their independence. And they rejoined together and they formed new groups in which the Israelites were prominent. Now, what were these movements? Okay. First of all, one of the movements, of which very little is known, was the movement by sea. The Assyrians conquered tribes of Israel. First they conquered those tribes east of the Jordan, and those tribes that then lived in what today are the areas of Jordan and of Syria and of Lebanon, and they exiled them. After that they conquered the areas of northern Galilee. Following that, they conquered the region more to the south, around Samaria. And a little after that, they also conquered portions of the kingdom of Judah or adjacent to the kingdom of Judah, in which the tribe of Shimon, of Simeon, was predominant, and they too were exiled and taken away and were counted as part of the lost ten tribes in biblical terminology. Now, we don't know all the details, but we do know some of them. We know enough to put a reasonably reliable picture together. We know that a portion of the Israelites were taken away by Philistines and Phoenicians in ships, and they were taken to the west. The Phoenicians at that time were an important seafaring people, and they had colonies in the west. And the Philistines were also very important. Philistines are not given that much credit in conventional histories for these activities. They're not given as much credit as the Phoenicians are, chiefly because a lot of their activities, of the Philistine maritime activity, is subsumed under the heading Minoan. It is assumed to be Greek, Cretan, to pertain to the Minoan civilization based on the Isle of Crete, which was actually connected to the Philistine area, and the Philistines did themselves in part descended from immigrants from the Isle of Crete, and they were part of Minoan civilization, and they took part in Minoan maritime expeditions and trading to the west. The Assyrians themselves, who had conquered the Israelites, they were not great seafarers, but they used these Phoenicians and these Philistines as proxies, as their agents, and to take the Israelites, and the Israelites were transported to the west. They were taken to Spain, and possibly also to the British Isles at this early date, and to France. At all events, we can prove that they were taken to Spain, and that in Spain they were resettled. From Spain, they moved from the southeast to the northwest, and then a few hundred years later, those Israelites who were in Spain moved out into the British Isles, into Ireland, and into what is now the area of France, and further to the north. We will give a whole talk about this, and we will return to it. It's a very interesting and important subject. It's one that most people are not aware of, even those who study the Lost Ten Tribes, even those who think along our own lines, are not aware of this particular aspect of migration, the migration by sea. And it is a subject in its own right. The Israelites were also taken away to the north. They were taken away to the northern areas of the Assyrian Empire, and there they were given positions in the Assyrian army. Whole groups of them became parts of the Assyrian military apparatus and administration. Some of them rose to high rank. We have archaeological evidence for this, and a portion of them became known as the Cimmerians. We're not saying that all of the Cimmerians were Israelites. We are saying that a portion of the Cimmerians of the Federation, which was later known as the Cimmerians, were Israelites. There was an Israelite element amongst them, possibly a dominant element, and they linked up with the Israelites, or the Israelites linked up with them. At all events, they became part of this group, and this group at an early stage went to the west, became part of so-called Celtic civilization in the west of Europe, and from there too they moved to the British Isles and moved to the north. Another portion became known as the Cis and the Goths. The Cis and the Goths actually emerged from the Cimmerians, and they too were originally part of the Assyrian Empire. They were subjects of the Assyrian Empire. They served in the Assyrian armies. There were settlers in the Assyrian-dominated and Assyrian-promoted colonies in border areas. And here too, Israelites were part of them, were federated with them. And they, though once again, we're not saying that all of the Scythians were Israelites, we're saying that Israelites became an important part of this federation, known as the Scythians and the Goths, the Sakai and the Guti. They too, after rebelling against Assyria, taking over for a short period the Assyrian Empire, helping to destroy the Syrians, and then being forced to move to the north by their erstwhile allies, the Babylonians and the Medes. They moved into what is now southern Russia, and from there in stages they also moved westward. In stages and waves of migrating waves, they moved to the west. An important height of this movement occurred in the barbarian invasions of Europe, which was instigated by the Huns pushing other peoples out of the east and to the west. And this included the Anglo-Saxons and the Franks and related peoples invading what was formerly portions of the Roman Empire, and this also included the migration to Britain, to the Isles of Britain, and the conquest of what is now known as England. And at a later stage, it also included a migration to Scandinavia. And there were several waves of migration that we shall return to, that we shall describe in detail at another time, and bringing proofs that these migrations did occur, and that the people participating in them indeed were of Israelite descent. Now we're just giving a brief outline as to what happened. After these peoples moved to the west, there were some who remained behind, who remained in the east, who remained in what had been formerly known as Scythia, what is now southern Russia. And there too, they managed to assert themselves, to create their own nation, which became known as the Khazars. A good portion of the Khazars converted to Judaism. And after running in the area for several hundred years and establishing quite a progressive civilization, quite an impressive cultural standard for that time and period, for that time and place, they were eventually destroyed, and many of them became assimilated amongst the Jewish people. Incidentally, a section of the Khazars, known as Agathrisi, moved to Scotland at an earlier date, before the Khazars had become Jewish. But even then they still had certain Jewish or Judaizing tendencies. They moved to Scotland and they were assimilated by what was then the Pict kingdoms of Scotland, and their descendants are now to be found amongst the Scots. We will return to this theme and we'll give you more details about it. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi. If you want more reading material and background as to what we have been speaking of, you can go to our website, www.britam.org. We have been speaking on behalf of Kosher 101.9 Radio around the world. Thank you.